I'm with one quarter of the
one
Blitz pickup. So we have me and looks like it's just gonna be one on one, me and you, Tony.
Yeah, we gonna hold it down for both the cryptocurrency connection.
And
a Blitz pickup, we're gonna hold it down.
What a good substitute though, man.
You know what I'm saying? So hey, y'all about to get a good one, you know what I'm saying? We gonna make it do what it do. What's good with you though, Shake?
I mean, everything's good, man. Another beautiful day in Zamunda. Can't complain.
Yeah, man.
Hey, y'all gonna be in Houston this Sunday.
I was just gonna say this week we're gonna be in Houston, so you know the boys are out getting doing their last minute shopping, getting ready for that flight. I think we all fly in on Saturday morning, so you know the whole Blitz pickup team will be out there, Houston. You know what I'm saying? Go out there and witness that game live. So I'm excited. That's one thing. At least I was happy that the game at least is a meaningful game. So we're gonna go out there and see a stadium that's gonna be rocking, and you know, excited with anticipation. So hey, let's get it, man.
Yeah, man. Listen, man. One thing about me, you know, I recently got married in Vegas.
Yeah,
this year, and what's sad is that I got more action during the TSA than I did the honeymoon. We'll come back, man. I'll catch you on the flip side. So, real quick, this game is in progress right now. We got the Rams taking on the 49ers. Who do you got?
I got the Rams, for sure.
Got the Rams.
I'm a Matt Stafford fan. Yes, sir. Big Stafford.
It's going to be a hard one, man. They're trying to battle for the, obviously, I think the NFC West is, I think Seattle has, that's theirs to lose, in my opinion.
I think Matt Stafford, they fight for that last seventh seed. So mm-hmm. He's hot right now. I think Cooper Kupp. Well, both of their returns. He finally got both of his weapons. So they're playing some good ball right now. They just dropped 44 on Buffalo. So
yeah, it's true.
Boys looking good, looking nice. Yeah.
But one thing about everybody talks about how Tua is 0-1 something in the playoffs. And I know you're a big Matthew Stafford fan, and you should know that he didn't get a playoff win until he got to LA.
Yeah. And he even won a division over there in Detroit.
And they still 0-3 in the playoffs.
Yeah, and they still lost in the playoffs. So, yo, go listen. Football is ultimate team sport. You know.
Yeah,
so
man. He threw for 5,000 yards.
And still, twice, three times I think over there.
Yeah.
So yeah. So hey, listen. It's ultimate team sport. You got to have a team around you. You could be the best quarterback in the world, but without a team, it's just you can't. You only can do so much. It's not like basketball; one player can make a world of a difference. Football, listen, you need at least a couple mm-hmm. on both sides of the ball to, you know, because you can have. Hey, listen, like Buffalo, you can score 40. What it was, 44-42. You score 42 points and still lose. Yeah. You know what I mean? So what else is the opposite?
Well, Tom Brady had a great statistical year against the Philadelphia Eagles and still lost.
Matter of fact, Tom Brady's career year is the year they went undefeated and they still lost the Super Bowl. So there you have it. So it's the ultimate team sport. Karen Williams too. Karen Williams, I think that's a big plus to them to have Karen Williams at running back, because they could play, you know, either slow it down and run the ball, or they could, you know, air it out and have a shootout like they just did with Buffalo. So,
no. Mm-hmm. And you know what's funny is they say that, oh, it was Eli Manning's lucky pass that got the Giants to win the Super Bowl. But think about this. That Patriots team was averaging 35 to 31 points a game. If it wasn't for that defense holding them to 14 points. That pass wouldn't make that one bit of difference.
Do you remember when they made a prediction that they was going to beat them 21-17 or 20-17? I think it was the DN, and they asked Tom Brady about a prediction. He was like, we're going to score 17 points. And he was like, okay, and start laughing. They didn't even make 17. They made 14.
Yeah.
That was, yeah. So I was like, it was either Justin Tuck or OCU Mayura, one of them, predicting them to win 21-17. So
yeah, they beat them twice.
Yeah, they beat them twice. Well, that season when they beat them in the undefeated season, they played them close the very last game.
Yeah, yeah.
And that, if you go back in the playoff, like, that gave them enough confidence to say, oh, we could play with these guys. So the,
you know, and that was before them. And that was before they started doing divisional games now, yeah, in the season.
Uh-huh. So that was a good measuring stick for them to see how they compare and how they can compete with them. Hey, that's one thing about it. You get you four defensive linemen that could disrupt the game, and you could win by get pressure by rushing four. The defensive coordinator could call any type of coverage that he wants, you know. So, and that was their key. It was Strahan, OCU Mura, Justin Tuck, and Kimonuka, something like that, right? I forgot the last one. The last D lineman. They called it the NASCAR package. You know, it's like they had three D linemen, but they just put them all down there, generated pressure with four. And that defense made the secondary had enough help back there to hold that was a record breaking offense at the time, undefeated to 14 points. That is amazing, man. It just shows you what a defensive line could do for a team. You know, make a press. Listen, when you pressure the quarterback, it don't care if you could be the greatest one, you could be the most mobile quarterback. No matter what, you could be the most accurate quarterback. Pressure will always disrupt a quarterback's timing, accuracy, and it just is overall our confidence in making throws, because he's staring and worried about that.
You know what's funny? Ben Roethlisberger did better under pressure than so. What they did was they didn't blitz him. They didn't blitz him. They only rushed him at four. It's like, all right, let's do better. You know, because he wasn't an accurate passer.
Yes.
So they did better coverage. Once they realized better coverage could beat whatchamacallit, because he was a big dude.
Yeah, I'll say
it was hard to bring him down.
Bring him down.
Once you blitz somebody, that means somebody's one-on-one.
Exactly. And he could potentially play what they call backyard ball. You know, you just airing it out, finding the dude, letting the dude just get open, basically, because it's hard to tackle him. Buy more time for your receivers to get open. But with more defenders back there, it's harder to find those windows. And guess what? Quarterbacks that like to play that backyard ball, they tend to get what? Impatient. And that's what you hold your hopes on. Oh, he's going to get impatient. He's going to get impatient. He's going to throw it away, or he's going to throw us the interception. So that was a good strategy for Big Ben, even though he still got two Super Bowls. So, hey,
and three appearances.
Yeah, three appearances. He made it happen. So I won.
So, all right. Before we get football, I have a hard hitting question I like to ask. All right. Very controversial nowadays.
Oh man, I like controversy.
Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
Hey, listen. So technically I'm gonna say yes, because it comes out during Christmas time. So yes. You know what I'm saying? It the setting is on Christmas, it come out every Christmas, you watch it on Christmas. I want to know, you know, Shake, and I'm glad you asked that, because when it some of the questions like this, I want to know who makes the rules of what is or what isn't a Christmas movie. Does a movie have to be about Christmas, or do it have to come out on Christmas? You know, nobody ever verify or confirm what was the actual criteria for it to be deemed a Christmas movie. Because if it have to come out on Christmas, technically it come out on Christmas. If it have to be set, the settings have to be on Christmas, they was at a Christmas party for the first one. You know what I'm saying?
So let me ask you this then. If that's the case, right, is Batman Returns a Christmas movie?
Oh, you see now. I don't know, because it wasn't. See, the reason I did that is because Die Hard, I think it met both of the criteria. Batman, I don't think it was set in Christmas, was it?
Yeah, it was.
What?
It was set in Christmas.
The Batman Return?
Yeah, it was. Remember they framed Batman by killing the girl during the Christmas tree lighting.
Was it? I know it's like a party. That's when he jumped through the window and all that, right?
Yeah, she had like they let a bunch of bats loose, whatever, and yeah, then she fell. So, she fell and killing herself.
My, hey, listen, if it is, you gotta call it a Christian. You gotta call it Christian movie. Listen, man, I don't make the rules, I just play by them.
Yeah, that's true. And what's to say? That's what's to say you can pick your games, but you can't pick the rules.
Yeah, that's right. You say you can't pick the rules. Hey, right, I'm listening. If it qualifies. But if you like it or not, hey, you gotta, hey, it passed the test.
No, trust me, that's Die Hard is gonna be one of those movies. I'm gonna be watching Die Hard.
Yeah. And when you think of Die Hard, you think that, okay, you know what? Because outside of Batman Return, when you think of Die Hard, the reason you asking is it a Christmas movie? Because it makes you think about Christmas.
Yeah.
So technically, that's why you could say it's a Christmas movie, because you won't ask the question if you weren't even thinking about Christmas whenever you bring up that mm-hmm. movie.
And I know a lot of people ignore that, yeah, there's no snow and things like that, but you got to remember it took place in California.
And I would say Miami is no snow, so is Miami not Christmas? But I've never seen snow my whole life.
Yeah,
so.
They have this thing where it has to be snowy.
Man, I mean, then that would disqualify any other southern states that doesn't snow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so technically it won't, majority of the southern states don't snow that often like they do. So you have to take Florida out all together. You know, some parts of Georgia, you know, you have to take out. So I don't know. I don't know if it snows in Alabama. Do it snow in Alabama? I'm not sure.
No, I don't think so.
If, you know,
it
so
could, it like, can, it can.
It can. I mean, it rarely snows in Texas, but it does.
I have my friend. God rest his soul. He told me it snowed in Pensacola.
Oh, yeah, I heard it snowed in there before. So, but these type of states you're taking out of Christmas, if ever having a Christmas movie, if you're just gonna predicate it on, it have to be at least snow have to be at least a part of it. I don't think that's fair for the city that don't get snow as much as the, you know, Midwest and up and north and out west. At least from my perspective. That's not a fair assessment, or at least a requirement.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So real quick, before we get into the football action, right? Give me your top five Christmas movies.
Oh, I don't know if I have a top five.
Well, at least it comes to mind.
Oh, man. I got to think about this. I haven't watched a Christmas movie in a while.
I'll give you mine real quick.
Christmas Carol.
Christmas Carol?
This Christmas,
mm-hmm. That's two.
Die Hard.
No particular order.
Either. Die Hard for sure is a good Christmas movie. Man. Oh, Home Alone. Which one? Two or three? Which
two.
One is? Oh, two.
The Home Alone. Two. The New York one.
The New York. Lost in New York. For sure. That might be my favorite one right there. And I need one more, man. I don't know. I got four though. I need one more.
I'll give you some. Maybe I'll inspire you. Obviously, Die Hard, in no particular order. Die Hard is, Bad Santa.
Bad Santa. I don't care what else you say after that. Yeah, that's my top five.
Yes,
Bad
Santa.
Yeah.
Of course, Die Hard, the original. I like part one better because, I don't get me wrong, part two is funny, but I think part one is a little more iconic.
Yeah, part one is it's the one that I'll put, for sure. So you got Die Hard. Bad Santa,
Home Alone 1,
Home Alone,
Jingle All the Way.
I like that too, but
and the other one, it's a toss up, but I'm gonna have to. It was just the tip of my tongue. It was Home Alone. By the way, next Friday after next, the last Friday is.
I was going to ask you, do you think that's a Christmas movie? Because I was like, I wouldn't like that. That would have to go into honorable mention, or I might take out this. I don't know, Christmas Carol or This Christmas. One of them will have to go. I might put the Friday after next. But nah,
and my number five is Elf.
Elf is pretty good too. Yes. Yeah. I became a fan of his comedy on Step Brothers.
It's raining in San Francisco. Damn.
It's raining in San Francisco?
Yeah, I'm watching the game now. It's pouring down.
Wow, raining in December is crazy.
Well, it rained all day yesterday in Florida.
It didn't rain in here, Miami. We didn't get no rain. We had clouds.
Nah, yeah, it rained like crazy over here where I was at.
That's the thing about, you know, you get that rain in the cold weather, it doesn't match at all. That's a one-way trip to Sickville.
Oh yeah, usually when and at least in Florida, when it rains that night, it's cold as hell. And then in the summertime when it rains during the summer,
it's hot. The humidity kills you. Yeah. I mean, you know what? And that's the one thing that I do envy the states, the more northern states. I hate the fact that I don't get real actual Christmas weather, you know, winter. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I would love to, you know, I wanted to be that cold, but if we could get some, like, it's December, January, some consistent 40s, I would like that, you know. You know, that's you have to wear your hoodie the whole time. You might have to put some gloves on. You know, you got to keep the chopstick going, you know, for the people like me. That's the one thing that I envy about the states that gets that cold weather. At least they get a real true winter, because mm-hmm. I think we're deprived of having a true winter down here in South Florida. That's one thing I wish I could experience, which is why I like traveling, you know. So
yeah.
And then I don't even think it's gonna be that cold this Sunday in Houston. I gotta recheck. I thought it was gonna be it said 60 to 70s, I think. Lower 60 to lower 70, I believe.
And it doesn't matter because it's in a dome anyway, so it don't matter.
No, I'm just saying for me being there and being, you know, wearing my hoodie and stuff like that. Yeah. But, you know.
Well, when I was in Indianapolis, the one thing I will tell you is the changing of the leaves. That looked nice.
Oh.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You see the changing of the leaves?
Yeah, see, not things like that we don't get to witness. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. See, your leaves are either green or brown.
Or brown, no, that's it. That's
there's
it.
No orange or nothing like that.
Ain't no in between, bro. You get one or the other, man. Take it or leave it.
Yeah, you're either brown or green.
That's all you get, man. Yeah, but, see, that weather, that's what I... It's the only thing when I come to think about it, when you living in South Florida my whole life, it's like, man, I never got the experience, you know, going outside in the snow, being a snowman and having a snowball fight, things of that nature, mm-hmm. You know, having to really wear your beanies and your hoodies and just enjoying a nice winter, you know, at least once or twice, at least. So, you know. Who knows? I might have to move somewhere in the northern, up there north somewhere.
Yeah, man, listen, cold. Down. I think that snow is like spending time with that one relative. Yeah, it's cool the first couple of days, but after the third day, all right, got to get the hell up out of here.
Yeah, you know what? That you might have a point there.
It's good like the first 5 minutes, but after a while, you'd be like, okay, that's enough.
Yeah, okay. I might have to have a vacation home then. We get it.
there's a reason why, dude. There's a reason why those people with money up north come here for like four months out of the year.
Yeah, get away from that cold, huh? Cold weather. Hell yeah. Winter time is back down, it go down south. That makes sense.
So anyway, let's get down to the nitty-gritty. Talked about the first game. The second game, we have the 8-5 Ravens taking on the 2-11 Giants. I don't think we need to.
Yeah, that's Ravens all day. That game. and who knows? There might be a great back and forth.
Oh man! The Baltimore Ravens are favored by 16 points.
16 point underdog. I mean, on favorite.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Giants are plus 900.
Man, listen, you might have to bet the spread on that one just out of principle alone, man.
Dude, I can imagine somebody. I feel like betting because I think the mafia is gonna want this game to happen. I feel like just putting $100 down, that's like 900 right there.
Yeah, I mean, you can take the spread, so you're getting 16 points.
Uh huh.
I think Tyrone Tracy will give you at least, you know, give you at least a 14 point deficit. I don't know.
Well, listen, I was on Insomnia last week, and before last week, the Giants only had 8 touchdown passes.
total for the season.
Yeah.
Jeez Christ.
We're going week 15 now.
Yeah, and that's not good at all. That's not goodness. That's not good. 8 touchdown passes. You know what? That's probably why Tyrone Tracy be getting so much points in fantasy, because he's all they got over there. Well, Malik Nabers. Mm-hmm. I know Nabers is like, man, can I just get a quarterback? Neighbor. Hey, listen, Shake. They say Cam Ward is basically a shoe-in to be a New York Giant next season.
Yeah, him and they're saying about the same thing about
the offensive coordinator
Sanders being a Raider.
Oh, being a Raider. Well, did you see Deion at his Antonio Pierce event?
Yeah, yeah.
I just need you to do me a favor, draft them Sanders boys.
Mm-hmm.
So hey, listen, man. He did say he was gonna dictate where his son go. He said his sons and Travis Hunter. So yeah, let's see if he they're gonna have two of the top two picks, at least two of the top three for sure. Yeah. So they're gonna be in a position to get whoever they want. Basically,
I know we're not gonna have a top five, a 10 pick.
Yeah, man, this tank. I mean, they messed up the tank again, man. But hey, man, we got to deal with it.
They put sugar in the tank.
They don't even know how to tank correctly.
All right, the Jets versus the Jaguars.
Whew, a mixed thinker. That's what we call that one.
They're in Florida again, so.
And Rodgers don't play too good in Florida.
Did pretty good last week. He probably had his best game last week.
He had his best game. I mean, it's the Dolphins, though. You know, we tend to do things like that. But obviously, I'm going Jets. I'm not going.
I'm gonna say the Jets because I think Aaron Rodgers. You know what? I'm gonna win enough so you can't get top quarterbacks.
That is something Aaron Rodgers to do, you know. You know, I don't even want to pay for y'all no more, but I'm gonna make sure y'all not in a good position when I leave. Hey, that's a good point. You know, I often to say all the Matt Jones, I don't trust him, you know what I'm saying? But mm-hmm. Yo, just for that simple fact, I think the Jets is a lock for this week. That might be the lock of the week.
Go, now that we're eliminated from the playoffs, I'm gonna eliminate ourselves from a good draft pick as well.
Do the best I can to make sure y'all not in a good position. You know, a worse position than I even put y'all in. That is
kind of like with Matt Moore. Matt Moore, I love Matt Moore, but he's the reason why we didn't get Andrew Luck, man. He won like six of his last games.
Game, man. And, hey, listen, man, he a gamer. Can't die. Andrew Luck, come on, we could forget. Man, you bringing up, open up old wounds. Shake. Yeah, yeah. we had opportunity to get. Listen, man, Joe Burrow, Andrew Luck. Not even mention that's just not tanking correctly. We picked Dante Culpepper over Drew Brees. So,
I want you to think about this. The Bills could have had Patrick Mahomes and Justin Jefferson.
Oh, speaking of that, we could have had Justin Jefferson and who else could we have? Cause we picked Noah.
No, this would have been a good. Now that you know we could relive it. You get Justin Jefferson.
Yeah,
and, Justin Jefferson. Jordan Love, and then get the running back Taylor.
That's who we could add. Jonathan Taylor and Justin Jefferson in that league instead of Austin Jackson and who was our first round pick?
Monogany, which is
first pick. Who we picked first?
Tua.
Yeah, instead of Tua, we could add Justin Jefferson and
Jordan Love. Taylor.
Oh my God, Jordan Love. No, man, don't even. We could technically, you're right. We could have had three of them, all three of them.
Yeah, man. Crypto would have definitely been
he would have been a Dolphin fan. Jordan Love, he would really been that guy. You know what I'm saying? Crypto probably would have had 13 jerseys already.
Different colors, too. One for black, one white, one, you know.
Yeah, he would have been creating colors. He would have got a gray version. Mm-hmm. He would have been he just creating
the jerseys. Camel version, the navy blue version. Yeah, the camel version.
The PT camel, it would have go dope, too. Mm-hmm. That would go hard. Facts.
The transparent version.
I think the Jets easy on this one.
So, all right, next one we have the Cowboys taking on the Panthers, 5-8.
The Panthers are favorite, huh? Aren't they?
Yeah, 3-point favorite right now.
Man, I think I might. I know. What's the quarterback name again? Bryce Young. I know Bryce Young been looking a lot better. For some reason's sake, I'm feeling like I want to trust Cooper Rush a little bit more. And the Panthers, I might have to pick the underdog and go with Cowboys. I think I'm going to take the Cowboys. Even though the Panthers just played Kansas City tough. Yeah, I'm going to go Cowboys, though. I don't know. For some reason, I got a feeling Cooper Rush is going to get a victory somehow, some way. It might be against the Panthers.
Yeah, that was the toss-up. I'm going to have to go with the Cowboys as well. We got the Washington Commanders, Noah Igbinoghene, taking on the best special teams coach we have had in a while. Dan Rizzi, the interim head coach for the Saints.
And I think, if I'm not mistaken, Derek Carr is not playing that game.
No, Washington is favored by 7 points.
Yeah, because I think their car is not playing that game.
So, yeah, I'm going to go with the Commanders on this.
So, it got to be Commanders. Commanders are, they're second in that division, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and what the Cowboys are like 5-7 or 6-7?
Yeah, 5-8.
Yeah, 5-8. Yeah, so, yeah, no, I think, yeah, Commander pretty much. That I think, I know they're still in the fight for that last, the 6-7 seed, so.
Mm-hmm.
I like Jay and Daniels. He's been making Terry McLaurin look like Scary Terry again. Scary Terry having a great year, a great season. Antonio Gibson, the running back, he's been doing pretty good as well out there.
Man, I remember Jay and Daniels, boy. He the year, because I was calling that game against LSU versus Florida. Oh my God, he had a clinic. Man.
Yeah. And they made Noah Igbinoghene look like a NFL cornerback. Yeah. Noah is over there balling, Shake. The man is balling. It makes you wonder, what is our coaching staff doing to where these guys start to go other places, and now all of a sudden they look like NFL players. He looked like a late first round draft pick now. Mm-hmm. At one point, I don't know if he still is. He was ranked in. He was top 10 in as far as cornerback rating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You might have to.
It could be the scheme too, because remember,
change the scenery as well. Yeah. Scheme as well. You know, so
because they run a 4-3.
Yeah,
and I think, you know, one of the things I think one of the hot takes, and I think Lewis the co one. We both, you could say he's both our co-host.
Yeah. Respectfully, and I respect him.
Yeah, he's a co-host of the Tailgate and the Blitz Pickup.
Yeah, right.
We're saying that, I don't know who it was, but they're saying that there's a possibility they might get rid of Weaver and bring on Robert Saleh. And if that's the case,
oh, yeah,
then he's going to do, he does the wide nine.
Wide nine. Mm-hmm. Which Chop Robinson looked like he runs that anyway, so he's gonna be.
Zach Sealer would definitely benefit.
Man,
I think whatchamacallit, they could have kept Christian Wilkins, because Christian Wilkins, Zach Sealer, you had Chop Robinson, and maybe and then you turn Phillips into a true defensive end instead of outside linebacker.
Oh, Jaden Phillips, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Jalen Phillips, instead of having him backpedal.
Yeah, whatever, outside linebacker. Basically, got him listed outside linebacker. Right.
Yeah, yeah. Just have his hand in the dirt.
Keep his hand in the ground. Yeah, I don't like sin. Even though that's the new defensive scheme that they, everyone is seem to be implementing, using out their edges in coverage more often. You know, last game week, they had Zach Sealer in on coverage.
What? Yeah, I think he got an interception, didn't he?
And now he didn't get one. I'm saying, no, last game he didn't get, but he was in coverage. Yeah, that was like, okay, you know, that's, I believe it was on the play where Ramsey and Kohu had that miscommunication when both of them were sticking Garrett Wilson, and they let Devontae Adams just run free down the sideline in the red zone. But yeah, so but that's the defense. I would like to see my, like you, I'm old school. I would like to see my defensive line hands on the dirt and rush the quarterback. All that fancy stuff, you know, I'm not, you know, not a big fan of it. But hey, you know, the league changing, to each his own.
Yeah. It's evolving, just like back in the day. Like back in the day, man, in basketball, you never see no damn center
shooting no threes, man.
No.
God, dog. Shaq was just talking about this the other day on the platform. He was saying he saw they switch Austin Reeves on the big dude from Spurs.
Wembanyama,
yeah. He said, man, he saw that he turned the TV off.
Yeah,
I couldn't watch it no more. You got a center, first of all, while he's at the 3-point line, and how are you switching Austin Reeves on a center? And this dude is 7 foot tall. It's because he's supposed to be down low destroying that little man, but you know he's shooting threes. It's not
well, just like Joel Embiid. He's one of the first big guys you can think of that shoot threes.
Shoot threes like that, like man. I don't get it. I would never understand it. Mm-hmm. The close to the basket is always gonna be the easiest shot.
How's that center that Miami drafted, by the way?
They're starting to give him some playing time. Khalil Well, you talk about. Mm-hmm. His defense is like that. So, you know, his offense is coming around. I don't really watch regular season like that, because like what Shaq was saying, the watered down of the play. But yeah, you know, the little here and there that I've been watching, once he develops, he's going to be a problem. He's technically toward the second half of the season, I'm quite sure he's going to be a real problem.
If that's the case, if he could get going, they need to put Bam at his natural position, and that's the fourth.
What I'm hoping for. That's what Eric's supposed to eventually end up doing, is paying him at the five and Bam at the four. But let's see. You know, they got rumors.
They need to stop playing that small ball crap.
Yeah, that small ball. I hate it, bro. And you know, before we move on, I wanted to just think about the 3-point, right? The reason it was so we was amazed about it, right? Because not everyone could do it. It was, you know, certain players could do it. So you were like, okay, wow, this is special. I like to see this. You know what I'm saying? Now it's oversaturated. Everyone is shooting 3-point. It's too many 3-point shooters now. Center, power forward, small forward, shooting guard, point guard. Now, like, they need to go back. Why you think the Ja Morant, everybody likes seeing him and Anthony Edwards, because they're still guys. They're guys now that dunked and doing exciting plays, because now you don't see a lot of people doing that anymore. Everyone is shooting a three, and now it's starting to lose its prestige a little bit.
Yeah, well, just like I remember back in the day, and I hate to sound like an old guy, but I remember back in the day, I couldn't wait for the All-Star break to look at the dunk contest.
Slam dunk contest, right? Because you're enamored about their ability to do something that most people can't, or most people are not trying to. Too much of anything is always it's never good. So now you have everyone living around the 3-point line. At one point, Shaq was pointing out, I think it was the Golden State and Phoenix game, there were 7 straight possessions when they were shooting threes. They didn't attempt a three, either team, in 7 straight possessions. I mean, a 2-pointer. And 7 straight possessions, that goes to show you they're living with that 3-point line entirely too much. And it's killing the ratings. It's killing the excitement. It's like it's no longer competitive. It looks like a contest now. Now it's like a contest, like a 3-point contest.
Mm-hmm.
People not playing defense. It's turning from a competition to a contest, and it's not good.
I agree. 100%. And another thing, Michael K, one thing I agree with him. He says one thing is he hates is the fact that people are you see more double dribble than traveling.
Yes. And traveling, because they palm the ball. They, you know, all this craziness that I wouldn't.
And whatchamacallit, now you want to call him LeBron James the GOAT? He's the GOAT of traveling.
Hey, listen, man, you better hope that Sandy didn't watch this episode.
The GOAT of traveling.
Oh, man. I know somebody not going to like that. Hey, that statement. Yeah, he be taking stealth. Like, that boy, yeah, he whatever trips he be taking, I know he have first class flight.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that is true, man. But nah,
he look
man,
like a running back with the basketball.
Yeah, hey, listen, he's trying to cross over. He said he probably can play tight end in the NFL, so maybe he practicing getting them steps in. But yeah, nah, yeah. The NBA is. I like competition. That's the good thing about football. You can't fake that. Can't fake tackle. You can't. Yeah, even though they trying to make it soft and don't touch the quarterback, but them, you still got to lay that wood. Still got to tackle. Still got to collide them helmets. So hey. I'd rather see that. By the way,
what do you think of that? I looked at the angle. I think the defender. I understand everybody's calling it a cheap shot, but damn, the dude. Again, he's when you're traveling that fast, it's hard to see.
Azara, whatever his name you talk about, the linebacker from Houston.
Yeah, that tackled. I don't think he purposely did it on purpose.
And that's the thing. It's easy to say that when you got the benefit of having slow-mo replays, you know, and you watching on film, it's reactionary.
Yeah.
Defenders are reactionary. They have to go off reaction. These quarterbacks
doing that, especially
the band, they're faking the slide, waiting till the last minute to slide. Then if you don't tackle them, it's like you start to put these defenders in a lose-lose situation. And no, bro, I get it. It looked bad, you know. All prayers to Trevor Lawrence. Hope he get, you know, help recover soon. But it's football. It comes with the territory. Yeah, you understand that? Get down, bro. There's no need. Stop trying to take advantage and slide last moment. Because you don't expect these players to tackle you. Patrick Mahomes would get away with that all the time. The fake slide and keep going. So, listen. I prefer defenders do that to send a message to these quarterbacks. Stop taking advantage of it.
Tom Brady was like, whatever. Don't.
Right.
And here's the thing, and no pun intended, but I think if that would have been Tua, his brain would have been Hawaiian Punch.
Could have been. Oh, man. Listen. That would have been. It would have been fried at least. At minimum, so
yeah,
I'm glad he don't you know take last minute and wait too long to slide because man first it does seem like he's just one big hit away, at least headshot away from another one. None of us want to see that. I don't think anyone in his fan base want to see that image again ever again.
So. We got the Bengals taking on the 5-8 Bengals taking on the 3-10. Cincinnati is given 5 in this point, 5 in this game, and
who the Bengals playing?
The Titans. They're going to Tennessee.
They're going to Tennessee. Mm-hmm. I'm taking Joe Burrow. They typically make a late season run, a push, and listen, that offense is clicking on all cylinders. So. Yeah.
They're still not eliminated from the playoffs.
Technically, they still have something to play for. So yeah, so Dolphins and Indianapolis Colts don't get asleep. Oh, and Denver Broncos as well, don't fall asleep at the wheel. So yeah, I'll take a Cincinnati for sure,
no doubt. Then you have the Chiefs Browns.
Is it in Cleveland? Is it Cleveland?
Yeah, it's in Cleveland. Chiefs at the Browns.
Well, I'll take Kansas.
And here's the thing, you remember we talked about the points for Baltimore Ravens?
Yeah,
right?
16. Yeah,
yeah. The Chiefs, 12-1 Chiefs, taking on 3-10 Kansas City, only giving 4 points.
Yeah, cause look at how Kansas City been winning.
Yeah,
all close games, one position game. Like you know, Vegas understand. And listen, don't sleep on Jameis Winston. He's a gunslinger. Mm-hmm. He kept that game close the whole time against Pittsburgh. He threw the ending pick six that made it look different. But yeah, he gonna sling that rock. I think it might be a slight escape against Kansas City again. They might win by 3. Mm-hmm. Listen, That man, Jameis Winston going at the ball. That's facts. So, hey.
Yeah, Jameis Winston is the man. I like Jameis Winston. Like I said, I wish he would have been. He was our backup quarterback. He's a smart dude. The thing about when people hear a Southern accent, they all automatically think he's a bumpkin.
Yeah, country bumpkin. Yeah, but I wouldn't mind having a gunslinger. At quarterback, you know.
But hey, just like, but you know what? I would, when his football career is said and done, I would like to see him at some kind of capacity.
Oh, really? As a Dolphin?
No, not as a Dolphin, but as an announcer or a broadcaster.
Oh, okay. Oh, man, yes, because he be having them saying they be looking forward to his speeches. So yeah. But I like him as a gunslinger. He was like that. Listen, if you go back to Florida State when they won the national championship, he was throwing 6 touchdowns and 3 interceptions.
Oh man, his freshman year, I didn't watch the Dolphins versus Gators because I knew we were going to get our asses kicked. Calvin Benjamin, who ended up looking like Queen Latifah, was a beast. I thought he was going to be like the next Megatron, but
he built like that. And he had that one good season with Cam. Well, I ain't gonna say one good, a couple good seasons at Carolina with Cam. Cam Newton. So yeah, man, that he was built like listen, that's what you call solid.
Yeah, like, and then, you know what I'm saying? I think Cam Newton pulled up on him one time too. Hey, I heard you were talking shit about.
Yeah, they was. He was trying. Yeah. They was like, going back and forth because he was Cam Newton always do that. He approach you if he feel like you got something. He said he be doing it to like end the beef, but the way you come so aggressive, we don't know if he's ready to fight or tough is out, you know.
Yeah, man. So. And speaking of aggressive, what's good, Crypto?
Oh Lord, you got a plutocrat in here.
No, goodness gracious.
You're doing so well, Shake.
You was my bad, Shake. I didn't even know it was a recording today, man.
Hey,
I know you're in a space that you have you hold dear to you, man. So you know what I'm saying?
I want to let you know I pulled up in a space. Listen to you. Man. You a wild man, man. I'm telling you right now. You know what I'm saying? I was up there listening to you.
I was a little bogged down, man. Man,
you know what? You
a long day, man.
And I know one thing: you about not coming out of spaces, act like you don't got no goddamn on decorum, because you had all of the decorum in that space. You want to cut nobody off.
You came at the wrong time. You came in probably after I just finished turning up.
Oh yeah, damn. I did.
What's his name? Yeah,
that tax dude was talking. Him and the Scorpion dude was going back and forth.
Scorpio tax. Yeah, the Mark is the one I was going at. Ironic, his name Mark.
I heard. Hey, Crypto, I did hear you say, good luck with that. Maybe in 2095.
Yeah.
Shake, right. Listen. Shake, say, the Dolphins gonna win a Super Bowl before we get our reparation.
Right. Exactly. You was there at the time. I said, yeah, 2095.
2095. I said, yeah, couldn't have. He never failed.
That's when they gonna come.
He's one of those, man.
But you know that.
Oh man.
But you know, you my brother, man. So you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, man.
I said, yeah, let me go in here and see what they're talking about, man.
And yeah, man, it was a wild space, man. It's a wild
one. Listen, crypto is a big sports fan, but I think politics is more of his passion. I'm telling you, man.
It was calling.
Listen, I tell you what, I do not want to debate crypto in a politics debate.
Crypto, no space. Do you go on crypto?
Yeah, some of them do. Some of them forget to record. Like the guy that was hosting, John Brown.
Yeah.
He sometimes he'll record his. And
he recorded him tonight.
Anti-Socialite did it. I don't even know. I don't think he did.
Dang.
Yeah, that would have been nice to go back.
I would have went back to listen to you talk to Mark, because if you told that man 2095, I could imagine what you told Mark.
Right.
Oh man.
Oh yeah. Man.
Right, but speaking of which, because I know Crypto, me and Crypto, one of the reasons me and Crypto, we got our pick'ems. So, You know what I'm saying? He's already marked down.
You already know his picks off for the most part. All right.
Yeah. So we're like halfway done. Crypto, you could still chime in on the last few games that we got.
Okay. All right.
But before we get into the 4 o'clock games, I just want to how are you liking the Blitz pickup? I'm trying to say is, all right, number one, how are you enjoying the first season of the Blitz pickup? And number two, as you're learning, do you have new things cooking up for season two or off season and things like that?
For the off season, well, first of all, I didn't expect it to be this fun. Like, I found myself up like 2-3 o'clock in the morning, just going over ideas or, you know, doing different things for the show. You know, when you're doing something that you actually enjoy, you never feel like you're working. You're doing, you know, even when I come to making the thumbnails, you know, I'll just go online and see if I can find some crazy animations and things like that of that nature. I didn't expect it to be that. I thought it was going to be like, okay, I got to put on, you know, like when I leave work, okay, now I got to go do the show. But no, it's actually, I'm always looking forward to it. Mm-hmm. I would say, and to your second part, as far as what I'm learning new, what I am learning is certain things, like not like the what I would like, okay, I wouldn't want to do this. We're going to take this out to change it up. Because at first, we were just going to keep it the whole season. You know, just strictly Dolphin Talk and then add in segments. But as you know, well, so this could be considered something I learned. I was like, as you know, I want to change it up Monday, you know, Wednesday, Friday, you know, that's why I added in the All 22 in the middle of it, because, you know, we could break down some film, give a whole different feel. And then like on a Monday show, it's basically a reaction to the Sunday's game, and then Friday is a preview to the following game. So you have a different feeling every episode. It don't become redundant and repetitive. Okay. So that's one thing that I learned on the fly. I was like, yeah, no, we need to take care of this. But it's been a blast. We officially got our LLC thing back, so all together. So we're now literally all official partners now. Okay. You know what I'm saying? That's dope. And so now we could now you want to know what's surprising? You know, the only thing we missing now to monetize is basically getting the 500 and and 1,000
week. Before you needed 1,000.
Tony, I got a suggestion to monetize it.
What?
You got to bring Fred and Pete up there.
Oh god, yeah.
That'll get it going.
give my subscribers
get
the
money
up.
Rolling in.
Hey,
yeah,
but I didn't
gotta get the money rolling.
I didn't know because me and y'all know. You know, y'all been on YouTube. This is my first year on YouTube. I didn't know that we were gonna have that much support. Like we hit our 4,000 hours listening already.
Damn.
Like 4,000 hours. Like I got the update. Like it was like, oh wow, and it gave us the update. Like, and you get like a pendant on your channel when you get to 4,000 hour listeners. And I'm like, yeah, we're coming up to our fourth month only. So that's I'm really grateful for that. You know, that was a pleasant surprise right there that we was able to see the people. At least if we could get them just to subscribe. But you know, you could go back and look at the analytics and you see how many new people that we get in on the daily. The numbers are always there. The only thing is getting them to actually click on that subscribe button and make it official. But the watch hours are amazing. I was pleasantly surprised by that. It's like I'm like, okay, cool. So technically when I'm looking at it, like we're keeping their attention because they're there and they're watching it all the way through, because they give you your average watch time per listener and viewer. And for the most part, we get most of the people watch at least half of the whole thing all the way through. So that's pretty dope. Mm-hmm. That I've been noticing. But yeah, I'm enjoying the ride. I didn't know YouTube would be this entertaining, you know, because you know it's so many limitations over here on this side. But I didn't expect it to be this fun, which is why I was always in the Twitter spaces, because I'm like, I can say whatever I want. Yeah. But hey, I'm having a great time over here, man. I'm glad I actually did it, you know, and started that channel.
See, that's the one thing, and like, for instance, crypto's here, and I could say I was going to tell this regardless. One of the things, if he was here or not, one thing is why me and crypto have chemistry is, number one, two things. We're not absolutists. We don't believe in absolution. Like, just because you have a good quarterback or this and that, you guarantee success. And number two, I have a difference of opinion. He has a difference of opinion. We're not trying to, no, this is how it's supposed to be. Crypto's like, no, this, you know what I'm saying? No. Okay, right. This is how I see it. This is how you see it. Okay, boom, let's move on.
Yeah. Instead of trying to, because
we're both stubborn as fuck.
Yeah, trying to convince the other, see it from your point of view. It's like, stubborn. Okay, I just present mine. Okay, you present that. Okay, cool. Let's see who turns out to be right, or let's see which one comes into pass, or they just, you know. It's good to have difference of opinions, because that's what really make good content. You don't want to be sitting in an echo chamber. That is just boring.
No, like I keep telling him, Devontae Parker is the Bills killer.
Oh, my.
DVP, baby, bring him home.
Good thing I wasn't driving when you made that statement.
Oh, maybe you'd have ran off the unit. What would you have did?
Hey, man, listen.
Listen. They're trying to run me out the road.
Hey, listen. Last time we beat Brady in New England, ooh, and last time we beat Buffalo in Buffalo, we had Devontae Parker.
Devontae Parker. Man. Now, that's a stat for you, Crypto.
Can
you
feel like,
they bring up the PFF stat, that's what we're going to be. I'm going to shake and bring that stat. Like, you, man, we need bring DVP home, man.
Man.
you know how to be the Patriots and Buffalo at their place.
Yeah. At their place, yeah.
That's great, man.
He had the defensive player looking like a rookie. Gilmore. He was cooking.
He always cooked stuff on Gilmore. You could give him that. It's like he looked forward to playing him.
Yeah.
Man, have a career game every
Gilmore
time.
Gilmore and Sam. It was a Samuel one year. That was Gilmore.
No, that was Gilmore both time. Not Asante Samuel.
Oh, okay.
And listen.
Okay, I thought it was Asante.
Oh, he was one of the ingredients of the Miami Miracle. Remember that?
Yeah. He even did the pitch back to to the running back.
Yeah, he did.
Keon
Drake. He was in that.
Yeah, he was doing the pitch back to
Keon Drake. DVP. Yeah, you know me.
That was DVP. DVP.
That's all for me.
Hey, you know what I'm saying, Crypto? You got to get with the times, Crypto.
Man, that's crazy.
Anyway, speaking of which,
damn.
Where, Crypto?
No, go ahead. Now you good. Now I was just moving around in the back of the truck. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. All right. We got the W game of the week. The first time we do a W game, energy game of the week, you know, get the starter pack. Right now it's kind of too cold for that, but, you know, usually when I mow the lawn, I put a scoop in this right here.
Right.
You know, you put it in a scoop. You get a water.
What's the best flavor, Shake?
Cali or cream, baby. That's my favorite. Actually, green sludge too. Tastes just like a Jolly Rancher. Put a scoop in that.
Kind I want then. Jolly Rancher one.
Yeah, man. Look, you click on the link and you get 10% off your first order, man. You know?
That's what's up.
Just click 10%. On the link. You click on the link.
10%, man.
The 10% comes off.
Crypto, you get your senior discount, put that together, you got 20% off.
Yeah.
Senior discount.
Oh, and you're a veteran.
Senior discount, man. I'm trying. Oh, yeah. I get 25 on that one.
Yeah. Okay. 25 put the 10. What's a veteran? 15?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. You got 25. To 20.
Sometimes I get 25. I can get 25 on something.
Have a glass.
You got 45% off, Crypto. You got a senior discount. The 10% off for the
energy after he has finished the early bird special.
Facts.
Damn.
45%, man. Listen, who said don't pay
45%?
It pays to be
old. I know. Oh, yeah, that's what it is. You sound like Bonjo now, man.
That's the benefit, baby. I'm on
you
my way
like
up, man.
Bonjo.
I'm 40, man. I'm on my way there. I'm hyping myself up to get up there, man.
That's what I'm saying. Hey, in five more years, you get your card. You probably get your AARP card now.
Hey, listen, they've been sending emails too. They must be know what time it is. I'm getting all kind of email. AARP. I'm like, I ain't never get no AARP. I ain't even got my email.
Right.
I'm making me feel old, man. I need something to look
forward to. When I was 40, I tried it too.
No worries.
Yeah, you know.
Long as I feel young, I'm gonna still be young.
Right.
I might be a vampire cut though.
Oh, okay. That's what it is.
Yeah,
no age.
I got that good blood.
So, all right, here we go. The W game of the week is the Battle of the Horses. You have the Colts taking on the Denver Broncos. Both teams in the first round drafted Gators. Tebow and Anthony Richardson.
Anthony Richardson. So they should both take an L for that. But
tell them, Tony, they taking an L for that one. It's gonna tie.
I might have to predict
game.
The tie on this one. That's right.
Well, the San Francisco ain't never won a Super Bowl after they drafted Ken Dorsey. So I'm just saying.
That okay. You know what? That's crazy.
Damn,
that's a wild stat. Shake had that one in the tuck waiting. Denver can afford to lose to Indianapolis Colts. They right on their tail for that final playoff spot. So I am going.
I got
Denver.
A stat
I like
for that
Bo Nix
too.
I like Bo Nix. Courtney Sutton is on my fantasy. I need you, my boy. First week of the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? So hey, Bo Nix, I need you to pull through and get Courtney Sutton that ball. So I'm going Denver, man. Hey, who's home?
Okay, you got Denver.
Yeah. The Broncos.
Broncos home.
Whenever I say the team last,
cool.
Okay, yeah, okay. At the last is gonna be the home. I'm taking Bo Nix. Cook though.
Me too. Okay, mm-hmm. I'm gonna take them too, man. I pick them and then I pick Indy for my other league.
Denver. So Denver's a 4-point favorite.
I'm picking.
Right? I'm going with Denver.
I'm going with Denver too.
They're 4-point favorite. Yeah. You want the Colts to win, but.
It's not gonna happen. Yeah, as a Dolphins fan, we should be rooting for the Colts. Well, technically,
because that puts us in a bad situation.
Technically, no, because the Colts have us head to head. So you would probably want the Colts to lose and then Denver to lose two other games. Technically, you know what I'm saying? Because the Colts got us head to head. Yeah.
Yep. And this is how it was crazy about it, right? Denver, I did the playoff predictor thing.
Yeah.
Do you know that is a possibility of all seven playoff teams could be 11 win teams?
Mm. Oh wow!
That automatically eliminate us.
That means Dolphins. I was gonna say that's it for the Dolphins.
Right.
The best we could do.
Right. Even us winning out. Exactly. So I did. I was like, oh man, there's still a chance that seven teams can still get 11 wins. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, that's a nightmare situation for us.
Yeah.
And that's with Indy tying at 10-7 with the Texans. The Texans win the division in that scenario. Mm. So the Texans are 10-7, we 10-7, and Cincinnati was 9-8.
Damn.
I was like, damn. Yep. And then I did one where you can have 10 teams with at least 10 wins. And then in that situation, Indianapolis goes to the playoffs. And that leaves us and Denver out.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, damn. That's crazy because our only tiebreaker scenario is being head to head with Denver by ourselves with no other third team. That's the only way we do it. Can't be a three-way tie. Can't even be a four-way tie because I even tried it with a four-way tie. Like putting everybody with the same record and see if we eke out with a four-way tie, we still don't get in. Even in that series, Cincinnati gets in at that point.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, damn. So only a two-way tie gets us in with Denver.
With teams like that, I mean,
yeah,
that's a lot of parity in the league. That shows a lot of parity for real.
To have 10 teams with at least 9 or 10 wins,
yeah,
that's crazy.
That's good for the league. Parity is always good for the league.
That's good for the league.
Everyone's involved. Everyone in contention.
Yeah, remember back in 08, Patriots got eliminated with 11 wins.
11-5. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they was 11-5, and they was eliminated. Yep.
The Jets too.
And
we
beat the Jets. Remember
when the last time we won the division? 06?
08.
That was the year 08. When we beat out New England. That we was both 11-5.
It was the year. It was after the 07 year.
Yeah, we was okay, both 11-5.
What's the year where we beat out the Jets with Brett Favre?
08.
08. 08.
What?
Yeah, it was after. Remember.
We both were 10-6 at that day. We finished 11-5 that season too, huh?
Yeah.
Okay,
so yeah, so we made them. I mean, we was 11-5. They went to 10-6. Okay, we were both 10-5 at the time. Okay, and the winner won a division. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. So dang, yeah, we. Oh yeah, that's when they had Jimmy Garoppolo, right? Remember? No, the backup quarterback for the Patriots.
No, they have.
Matt Castle. Okay, yeah, Matt Castle. Yeah,
that was the year. That was the year.
That's the year they got him his big deal.
Got him that deal, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was the year Brett Favre was sending dick pics to reporters.
Damn.
God. Oh my God! Yeah.
Oh my God!
I remember. Yeah, Tom Brady was gone for the season. They still went 11-5.
They still won, and that's what got Castle that deal.
Man, the good old days. I was like,
how did they end up 11-5 even without him, bro? I was like, okay, now it's like, is it Brady or Belichick? That was the whole argument.
You remember?
Remember the year before they went undefeated. So 11-5 was kind of a downturn.
Down year for them, yeah.
Yeah, it was a down year for them, yeah.
Yeah, they would, yeah. So
they were undefeated. So
that was in 2017. You're right. Yes, the 0-17. That is true. Hey, what a time to be a fan when 11-5 is considered a down year for your team.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm telling you, Tony. When 11-5 is a down year, that's a good
goodness
time to be a fan.
Gracious, man.
That's what the Chiefs going through now, because let's say they lose and end up 12-5 or whatever, or 13-4. That's still considered a down year for them.
Well, last year was a down year for them too, but nobody cared because they got that ring.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. They won the same amount of games as us, right? Then they was like 11 or something like that.
Yeah. Because I think, and they had the tiebreaker.
Yeah.
Yeah, they beat us head to head in Germany.
Yeah, we both had the same. Yeah, we had the same record, essentially.
That's why they had to go to Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because I think Buffalo beat them last year, right? Buffalo won the tiebreaker over them last year.
Remember, they went to Buffalo and they went to Baltimore.
That's right. Buffalo and Baltimore had a tiebreaker over them.
Yeah, they beat us the first round at home. Then they had to go to Buffalo, and then they made Baltimore in the AFC Championship game.
Right. Yep. So they won.
Pat Mahomes' first ever road game in the playoffs. I mind
in the
you.
Playoffs.
His only two. Yep. He still managed to get to a Super Bowl and win it.
He still managed to get to his only two road games ever, because he played at home this whole time.
Yep. That says something about his career. His career that he never had a road playoff game. Man.
Right, it was after our game. Yep.
Goodness gracious.
That is so crazy. Playing a road game after us.
Speaking of Patriots, they're going to the West Coast, Arizona, to take on the Cardinals. Arizona's getting 6 points on that one.
Six.
Yeah, Arizona. What's their record? Yeah,
Arizona is 6-7.
Six and seven.
And the leader over there is Seattle. Seattle was what, like 8-5?
Yeah.
They won.
So I got to say, Arizona. This game is too important for Arizona. I know the Patriots. Ramondre Stevenson.
Yeah, Patriots trying to get that spot. They're trying to get that receiver, man.
Yeah, I was saying, Ramondre Stevenson, just give my fantasy points, and y'all go ahead and keep the tank going.
Hunter is a Patriot, man.
You were on the panel when Crypto said that he said the Cardinals were going to be first and the 49ers were going to be last. It almost happened.
Hey, remember we were like, yo, you mean inverse? You remember we were like, Crypto, you tripping up here.
Right. I chose an upside down division. I almost did it to the Panthers, but I was like, I'm gonna wait till next year to do it.
As a matter of fact, he wasn't going to, but he's like, you know what?
Yeah, Lewis got on the panel. I remember we always like, what? I think you made a short out of it. Did you shake when we was like, man, what you said? Cut are you tripping up here right now? Imagine that would have came to fruition, bro.
Oh man, imagine that.
That would have been Notre Dame, man.
Man, that's crazy.
That was Seattle right now? What is Seattle? Oh, the Rams?
I think the Rams is second set. Yeah, Cardinals.
Oh, yeah. By the way, I'm gonna bring that up. I'm gonna bring that topic up during the offseason to see how close we were.
Oh, Vegas.
Yeah, see how close we were on our division. the division picks.
Vegas. Who's the last one in that? Is the Rams, the Seahawks, the Cardinals. And who the last one I'm missing?
I'm looking at 49ers. I'm looking at it right now. 49ers. It's Seattle, Rams, Arizona, San Francisco.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so the Rams won 7 games?
No, they 6-7. Yeah. It the Buffalo game with their 7th win?
Yeah. They're 7-6. And right now,
in the tiebreaker.
Right now, they're tied with San Francisco.
Let's go ahead, Shake.
3-3.
Oh my God! What a
man slugfest! Jeez.
What a doozy of a game!
Doozy! I know they don't. Nobody want to win that one. Damn! Where's Robbie Gould at when you need him?
Fireworks!
That's some fireworks. Yeah. Where's Robbie Gould?
Who y'all got? Patriots or Arizona?
I got Arizona.
I got Arizona on that.
I think Patriots gonna continue with their tank. We're gonna take Arizona.
Yeah, they need to get that wide receiver. They're number three. They're picking number three over in the draft right now.
Mm-hmm. You think they picking Travis Hunter or are they gonna get
Yeah. I don't know if they're gonna pick a lineman later. Mm-hmm. They got some good linemen coming out. They're gonna get that weapon. They need May to get that weapon.
Drake May need a weapon for sure on the outside. And imagine Travis Hunter on the outside of Alex Gonzalez.
Mm-hmm. Right on the other side. Right. Cornerbacks. Playing third down defense. He playing third down defense.
For sure. They're gonna put in a package.
He's in the third down package, yeah.
I think that if they're smart, I think they'll give him offensive packages, but they'll have him mainly on defense.
Defensive packages most okay. But yeah, the offense they can do because he can catch, you know.
Yeah, right. You could bring him in for certain packages. Receivers come in and out the game all the time. You don't you see the defenders don't get off the field like you see offensive players. They, you know, they go run a route, get tired, and go out, switch in. Yeah. So they could do that with Travis Hunter. More it's more you could use him more like that normal to where it don't be so obvious that they bringing him in so they're going to give him the ball. No, he could have a regular offensive package like they do.
So they're going to play him like Deion Sanders almost in a way, like a pseudo Deion.
But with more offensive package.
Deion was a punt returner. Remember, Deion was special teams too. Mm-hmm. A lot of people forget he returned punts.
Yeah, Deion Sanders is the only player in the NFL to score in every way possible.
On offense, really? Defense, and special teams.
He threw a touchdown. He ran for a touchdown. He caught a touchdown. Interception. Pick six.
Fumble.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he did. So he do have a passing touchdown.
Yeah.
Oh, dang. Yeah. That boy make him alone. The only one. Yeah. To have a touchdown every way.
Mm-hmm. That is
that's
dope.
Crazy. Swiss Army knife. That is dope. I think and Travis Thompson is. They're gonna try to do that with him.
So, but anyway, you know who this man is?
What's up, y'all? This is Chef Jew. Looking for a great chef for your next catering party, private party, office party, etc. With Balkan Watering meals and desserts. Let Chef Jew Catering and Tweet Treats take care of it for you at affordable price. Call me at 786-804-8096. Also, reach me at chefjewcatering@gmail.com. Direct message on Facebook and Instagram at Chef Juice Catering. Chef Juice Catering and Sweet Treats. Food with a passion. We do it all.
Yeah, we got the Bills and the Lions.
Woo! This might be my upset special because I know a lot of people expect
the Super Bowl is what they're saying. That's what they're saying.
A lot of people expecting Buffalo to lose to Detroit. I'm taking Buffalo. In this one, especially after that loss they just suffered to the Rams. I think Josh Allen, even though he had what six passing touchdowns, six rushing touchdowns, not much more you can do.
Stat line. Like, ridiculous.
So I'll take that those two guys. I'll take the Buffalo to win this one and bounce back game.
Okay. I mean, you got two hard-nosed coaches, McDermott and Dan Campbell.
Yeah, they coach are almost similar to each other in a way.
Yeah, sorry, Campbell. I messed with
Detroit. Detroit only given 2 points in this game, 2.5.
Detroit,
given that Tony, given that, I know history, Detroit was good a couple years ago. They was kind of becoming in their own when they played the Bills last time in Detroit. When they moved the game to the snow, you know, because of the snow.
Yes.
And they played them. They ended up playing them in there. But I think they played like back-to-back weeks in Detroit. I remember that.
Yes.
Because of the snow in Buffalo. Mm-hmm. I think they familiar with Detroit. So I don't think the road thing is an issue. They know how to play in a lot.
Remember
of
they play there when because of bad weather they got
That's what he was saying. They played two weeks in a row in Detroit.
2 weeks in a row, right? Because they couldn't get out of Buffalo.
And so fun fact, Ralph Wilson. Ralph Wilson, the first owner of the Bills, had stake in the Lions before he bought the Bills.
That's right. Ralph Wilson did. Yeah, it was the city of Detroit. He was trying to get it.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, when the Bills first came out, they had the same color scheme as the Lions.
Oh, really? In the early days, in the 60s, in the 40s and 60s, 50s. Yeah, it was similar. Yep, that's still
blue, silver, and white. Blue, gray, and white, I guess.
Yeah,
silver, blue.
So there's a lot of history between Detroit and there's a lot of history between Detroit and Miami now because of Ross.
Was a Ross. Oh,
wow. Yeah.
I think I think it is a bounce back game for them because Detroit, I know they battling with Philly to get that top seed in the NFC, but this game won't hurt them because it's another conference game too. So it won't necessarily hurt them in the standings against Philly. They still can end up with the number one seed, even if losing this game. So, and I think that, their defense having that many players missing, I think in this particular game, it might come back to it's going to come back to haunt them. It didn't haunt them in Green Bay like it could have, but I think
that's a divisional game, though.
The way Josh Allen is playing, I think this will be the game where the defense, being like the way it is going to hurt them. Josh could have back-to-back six touchdown game before.
But that'd be he would all but lock in the MVP trophy at that point.
He will officially lock it in if he put up that same performance. Yeah, it would take Joe Burrow and Lamar Jackson have out-of-body experiences over the next four games to overcome that. So yeah, it's gonna be interesting. This game. I say the Bills in the shootout. I say it in the shootout. They'll get him in the shootout.
I think if Joe Burrow going to run, he could be a dark horse for that MVP.
Yeah, I think I think the Bills.
He's the dark horse behind Lamar. It's Allen, Lamar, then Burrow.
Yeah, I'd rather the Bills win this one and losing the Super Bowl. So yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm with you on that one, Shake. Yeah, losing the Super. Definitely, I got him losing the Super Bowl.
Wow,
they get that far. I don't care who in the NFC come out. If the Falcons come out, I'm rooting for the Falcons.
And I said this on Happy Hour. If the Bills were playing North Korea, I'd be rooting for North Korea.
North Korea. Happy Hour, baby.
That'd be 0-5. Fidel?
That'd be 0-5.
Yeah. I'd root for Castro before I'd root for the Bills.
Hey, yeah, Crypto. Personal Crypto.
I'll be wearing green. Anyway,
green. That's
what you got, Shay.
I got the Bills,
Buffalo. So we all got Buffalo. Okay.
All right. We got the Buccaneers. Hey, two West Coast teams: West Coast of the United States and West Coast of Florida. The Buccaneers and the Chargers.
Oh,
Pirates!
I'm taking the Tampa Bay. Need this game. Mm-hmm. But I'm taking the Chargers.
I'm thinking about the Raiders. My bad.
No. Tampa Bay needs this game for the division.
They do to win the division. You're right. To keep up.
But I'm taking, man, the Chargers are playing some good football, man.
They are.
Look what Jeff Harbaugh did with Justin Herbert. He's the most efficient quarterback in the league this year. So
in the league,
he's making Justin Herbert efficient. That is working wonders. His touchdown and interception rate is number one in the league. So,
here's the thing. Like I said, I said, unfortunately for him, for Justin Herbert, His defense was what, ranked 31st in the NFL, 32. Yeah, so you're constantly putting the ball. You constantly have to pass the ball because your defense is giving up so many points. Fact. Now he doesn't have. He could play complementary football. Before Justin Herbert, they were one dimensional most of the time. You knew they were going to be passing.
Even a running back, you know. Yeah. Even they run. Austin Eckler was, you know, he was receiving back. So
Austin.
Mm. Yeah. So.
I mean, the smart thing that I mentioned today, the smartest thing when Joe Brady did was he's like, you know what?
He handed the ball off to James Cook.
Yeah. We're going to, you're a good quarterback, but we're not going to put the whole game on your back.
Yeah. You have to, rely, just put the game on your shoulders and you just have the ball and continue to throw
every
the ball.
Every once in a while, you might have to do that, but not week in and week out.
Exactly.
Right. To where you have all these turnovers and, you know, the more you throw the ball, the more you're susceptible to turnovers, not just interceptions, the fumbles.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Exactly.
So, yeah. So,
right. The next game we have. Hold on, we didn't pick the winners.
Hold on, wait, y'all. I was saying I'm the only one.
Yeah, I got the Chargers. Yeah, I picked the Chargers.
Me too.
Yeah, I got the Chargers too.
Right, Chargers.
I don't think it's an upset.
Yeah, Chargers. I don't think so either.
Yeah. So.
All right.
Pretty cut and dry.
And, of course, we have the Cooking Folk cooking Game folk. Of the Week. Brought to you by TFTG. Hey, we're still doing a little telltale game. Cooking style with the Cooking Folk apron. Inspired by my man, Lewis, the Rabbit Dog. And this is the Battle of Pennsylvania. We have Steelers taking on the Eagles. By the way, during World War II, they combined and became the Steagles.
Fun fact. Steagles.
Yeah, the Steagles,
Wow.
That is it was like a combination.
Yeah, okay. I'm putting my trust in Mike Tomlin. The Pittsburgh, they tend to go in and win these games they're not supposed to win. And you got to give him credit as a coach. Like, this man been doing this since he got into the league. And
I'm taking a risk game, on this game.
This game, I'm going with Pittsburgh. You know, the Eagles been balling. I respect it. I trust, and I know it's probably hard to say, but I trust Russell Wilson more than I trust Jalen Hurts at this point.
Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
Philadelphia is given by 5 points, by 5.5 points, by the way.
Philadelphia is a 5-point favorite, underdog? I mean, favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm most definitely going Pittsburgh.
Man. Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Plus 210 for Pittsburgh. I tell you what, the team I'm rooting for is the same team. Like, when you look into a crackhead's mouth, what do you see? Black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow.
A crackhead mouth.
Wow.
Black and yellow, black and yellow.
Black and yellow. Damn.
Hey. Yeah, now, yeah. Dang. Okay, I thought I would be the only one to put Pittsburgh on this game. I'm not even going to lie to you.
Yes, everybody's picking Pittsburgh.
Man. Yeah, this is the most surprising one. I thought I was going to be the only one pick Buffalo and the only one pick Pittsburgh. When I went over the schedule,
I thought. I thought I was gonna be one too.
Yeah, so I guess great minds think like. Yeah. Okay, I guess. Did we disagree on anyone today, Shake?
I don't remember.
Patriots, right? No, we all took. We didn't pick the Patriots. No, we picked Arizona.
Yeah, Arizona.
Okay, I'm gonna say so. I thought you picked the Patriots, Shake.
Nah, we all took Arizona. I don't think we
maybe before crypto got here we picked something.
That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to even go back to that. I don't think we disagreed in one,
I have my short term memory is horrible. Now 20 years from now I'll probably remember.
Probably remember.
Long term memory is
I picked them.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh yeah. I'll be doing something, and I'm like, oh yeah, yeah, we did have a no.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's crazy. You know, if we all went the same way in every game.
All right. And the Fanatics game of the week. We all know the Fanatics.
New seasons, new gear. Show the world what it means to be a fan in 100% authentic gear. Fanatics, officially licensed everything.
You have the Green Bay Packers.
Fanatics.
Yeah, we're having Green Bay Packers taking on the Seattle Seahawks. Right. Green Bay is favored by 2.5.
On the road?
Mm. On the road.
Yeah, this is a big one.
See, that's a little difficult.
So Seattle's giving what you call it.
Sunday night.
This is why this what you call a game for.
Listen, man,
Arizona,
I'm gonna have to
what you call is huge.
I'm gonna have to take Jordan Love over, even though he hasn't been playing his best ball. Actually, I'm gonna take Josh Jacobs over Kenneth Walker the third. He's been injured playing.
Kenneth Walker's down.
Yeah, he's playing, but he's been like he hasn't been practicing. He hasn't practiced all week.
Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah, so I'm gonna take that.
Okay.
Yeah,
Green Bay's offensive line is gonna give Love.
I gotta take the running back because you know, Weatherspoon and
you think they're gonna run the ball this time a lot in this game or no?
Yeah, I think Josh Jacobs. This is gonna be a Josh Jacobs game because you know they got what's the other cornerback, Tyreek Williams.
Yeah,
they got formidable cornerbacks, DBs out there, so. I think they're gonna lean on
Josh is getting 25 carries.
Yeah, 25. I think he'd get like 28 carries this game, 28 to 30 carries this game.
Yeah. It could be one of them, yeah.
Yeah, one of them games. So I'm gonna go Green Bay.
Yeah, Mike LaFleur go conservative. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think they win by that same, not the same score, but by 5. 27 to 20.
Green Bay or Philly? I mean on Seattle.
Green Bay.
Oh, okay, so you
they cover.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, no, Green Bay is the underdog, right? Oh, no. Green Bay is two point favorite only, right?
Yeah, 2.5.
Yeah, 2.5 points.
Yeah, they cover the spread. Yeah, they cover
the spread. Okay.
I'm gonna have to say Seahawks because they're gonna try to keep the distance on the NFC West title.
Mm. Okay, you saying
they got what they got like two game lead.
Yeah, two game lead. So they got to widen the margin a little bit.
I think
bit.
It's one.
They got one game to spare.
One game. No, they still got to beat the Rams and the Cardinals.
Well, the Rams are 7-6. The Seahawks.
There's only one game difference. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Who won the first game against the Rams? The Seahawks.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh,
yeah.
If the Rams beat them, then So that, then the Rams a technique jump. Yeah, well, I thought they had a game in spare. Hey,
and I think a three-way tie gives San Francisco the division.
Because they beat both of them?
Yeah, except Seattle. But remember, I think they lost at the last second against Seattle. So I think the division record they'll still have the best division record if they all end up 10-6.
Okay,
so it's still alive. Actually, all four teams technically could still win the division. It's crazy.
Yeah,
yeah. Technically, all four of them. It's up for grabs because it's only one game separating all of them.
Right now, San Francisco is winning 6-3 as we speak.
Goodness gracious!
Wow,
what a bomb burner!
That's a juggernaut. That's a juggernaut again. What a bomb burner! Man, that's one of them. Ray Lewis, Baltimore Ravens, and with Dilfer.
Trent Dilfer, yep.
All right, let's go through Trent these two games real quick because they're real snooze fest. You got the Bears taking on the Vikings.
Vikings, easy.
Yeah. Think upset special? You're not thinking Bears?
No.
Nah.
Sure about that?
You think Brian Flores, man? You think Caleb Williams going to be able to take them coverage? No, sir.
Oh, that's going to be something.
Brian Flores is going to be confusing the heck out of that young man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. He probably would. He might be his head coach next year, though.
And that's why he's going to teach him a little thing or two. He needs something to look forward to.
Right. He could be Caleb Williams' coach, man. That'd be crazy.
Either that or the other Anthony Weaver.
Or Weaver be his coach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
that would be crazy if Weaver make a job this cycle.
Yeah.
What the other?
Like I said, Anthony Weaver. Ross walked into Anthony Weaver's office one day. Anthony Weaver was wearing a wife beater, and Ross had flashbacks. On his computer. Security! I'm sorry. Force of habit. My bad.
Hey, but what you?
I'm sorry. My bad. False alarm. Hey.
The Yo, wife beater ball.
Anthony Weaver sitting there like, what's going on, man? You're not wearing the proper attire.
So.
Yep.
All right. Let me, one more game and then, because I got to do a show in about 5 minutes.
All right. Okay.
So we have another one. We really don't have to get into Falcons and Raiders. We already know that the fix is in.
Well, I'm
telling you, Shadur will be a, Raider.
Night games we could freaking hope for.
No, Shadur will be a Raider.
Yeah, he will.
He's bought his real estate house and the condos already in Las Vegas, man.
So yeah,
he's
I got
set
got
up
the
on
Falcons.
The Vegas Strip.
I got the Falcons.
Falcons, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and of course
he's set up on the Vegas Strip.
Last but not least. The game of the week, obviously, is Miami at Houston.
That straight out of concussion is wild. I just wanted not to realize that. <shit.
laughs> And that game, we are Houston is favored by 3.
3 only?
Only 3. Yep.
Man, this
is a
as much
bandwidth
as I would,
game.
What happened, Crypto?
No, not saying it's a bandwidth game. We got the 3. Everybody's in a narrow band. You know, that's probably why. But yeah, my bad. Go ahead, Tony.
Oh, okay.
My bad.
As much as I would.
Uh-oh. Did Tony cut off?
No.
That's me. I can hear. Say that again. I can hear you, Tony.
Yeah, Tony froze.
Yeah, you did. You froze. Yeah, you did.
Y'all can hear me now?
Yeah, now I hear you.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, you froze.
Okay, so as much as I would love for us to go to Houston, I will be up there. You know, as I said earlier,
man,
I will
you're gonna
be
there. In the building.
Shake,
so
you know, Crypto gonna be up there with us. Okay, for sure.
We're gonna be in the building, man.
Listen, man, I can't predict.
That's finally come.
I can't predict the loss for us, but I'm trying to win this dub because I think we all pick the same people. So. Oh, man, I got to take Houston, bro, on at home. I got to. I hate to pick against my team, but I got to take Houston. Got to get that dub.
Don't feel bad. I've done it before on here.
I didn't never mind. Just going live on YouTube. It'll be my first time ever picking against the Dolphins, man. I just can't.
Right.
Yeah, man.
Well, I'll give you some comfort. I'll back you up, Tony. I'll back you up.
You know what? Nah, I'm gonna take.
I picked the Dolphins, but on the app, I picked the other team that I want to win.
I got. Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can. Yeah. Yeah, you could do that. Yeah, Shake have done that. On the app, I see Shake picking the other team, but he picked the Dolphins. I'm like, wait a minute, what happened? Subject to change. Oh man.
Oh Lord.
That is not something.
Yeah, man.
They forced me into a corner, man, on this one, man. I did it. Last week I said the Jets, right? I said we was going to beat the Jets. And I said that was going to be our last win of the season, which means I don't think we're winning any more games.
Dang, Crypto, that's how you feel, Crypto?
Oh, man. I said I'm going to do it. I'm picking the Dolphins to win this game, and that's going to be it for us. Wrap it up.
I did say after the Green
Summer
Bay game.
Summer vacation has started.
After the Green Bay game. I was not gonna fall for the trap. So yeah, I'm sticking with the Texans, man. Forget it.
Right. Right. I said. Now the thing was, the Jet game made me feel even more like that was our last win.
It looked like you gotta get up out of here.
You gotta win. Oh, you gotta get up. Okay. All right then. All right, Shake. I picked the Texans in this one, but I can't hear you, Shake. You're on mute.
You're on mute, Shake. He might be on the phone.
Yeah, okay, him.
Oh, okay. He might be on the phone in the background.
Oh, okay.
Probably what it is, because I know he got a show to do.
He's going to do Tonk.
Hey, Crypto. Show.
My bad. Yeah, I was. I'm on the other screen right now as we're talking. Producing.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, but yeah, no, man, listen.
Houston, just say Houston.
Yeah, if we lose this one, it's over, wrap.
This was in the refrigerator and the Jello was jiggling.
Hell yeah.
It's definitely a wrap at that point.
Jello is jiggling right now. You're showing your age, Crypto.
Yeah, listen, I told my family, I say, listen, man. Sundays, you can make plans with me on Sundays
starting
January.
Yeah,
in January.
Yeah.
Meaningless game.
Oh man.
Hey man, listen, man, they gotta prove me wrong at this point. I'm tired of being blind fan, you know what I'm saying? Have a blind fan.
They gotta show. I'm like Dade, I'm in Dade mode. Show me first, goddammit.
Yeah, show me the money. Help me help you. Help show me the money. Help you.
Yep, help me help you. Yep, Tony, that's it. You know, we should get shirts, man, printed out. Dolphin, help me help you. Yeah.
Hey, by the way,
with the Dolphin logo, we should get a shirt printed out like that. The Dolphin.
I wore the Blitz pickup last time I was on Insomnia.
You see what I got on right now, Crypto?
Y'all see by the way, how
okay,
is it?
Yeah.
It's comfortable.
Good. Yeah, this is good. And I washed it and everything. So I'm like, okay.
Yeah,
it look crisp. You see the black? It ain't faded nothing. Look at it. Look how dark it is. Pitch black. Same color.
Man. Tell Alex I'm gonna have his shirt for the San Francisco game.
Oh yeah, it's San Francisco. Gonna be a big party.
Okay, y'all gonna be at the San Fran game? Okay.
Yeah. You coming down? San Fran. Crypto.
Say goodbye.
I won't be able to make it. Oh, that's the last game of the season for
last home game.
That's the last home game by the Hard Rock. Yeah, no more home game. Because even if you were to somehow make the playoffs, you're still playing every game on the road.
Every game on the road.
That's it. That's the final game in Hard Rock for the whole season. Did they make y'all buy y'all new tickets?
I canceled mine.
Oh, one by one, a la carte, right? Okay.
No. They make you buy them if you want it, but I canceled mine. I already told them. Because they raised the price. They raised the price again. I'm like, what? In a losing season? No, I'm sorry.
I know. Yeah, you can't do that. Right, exactly. Yeah. The audacity for Stephen Ross to raise the price of tickets on the losing.
3 years in a row.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Stephen Ross has gentrified the fan base.
that's probably what he's doing.
That's a good one. Okay. That's probably. You're right, Shake. Good point. He is gentrified the fan base.
He wanted his rich friends in the building. They can have it.
Yep, they can definitely have it, man.
I still take the road trips, but I'm not making a commitment.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Just do the whole 8-game road thing, you know, kind of like you get the sense to see all the cities and all the stadiums, you know, while you're at it. you know, well, maybe one home game here and there. But yeah, well, this doing all the road games.
Well, Alex pointed out this was the worst season to because we got Cincinnati, Baltimore, and I think two other good teams that's coming to the Hard Rock Stadium. I'm like, well, I just buy my single game tickets, and I don't have to pay for two of them every game every time. And buy me a ticket, it's come out way cheaper for me, anyways. I spend
to buy the single ones.
Yeah, just buy my single to which game it is. I just gotta pay because I got two tickets to every game.
Okay. Right. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Especially if you only go to three or four, then yeah, that's gonna be cheaper. Then you just save all that money and put it on the road ticket for the plane tickets, hotels, you know?
Yeah.
What you spent, you know, on those home games.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. I could go to more road games. It's probably cheaper to go to the because we do three at least. I could do four and still come out cheaper than what my season tickets are.
Yeah, definitely. Especially $4,000.
Yeah,
you probably could squeeze them five games
exactly.
or more or easily with that same $4,000 they're asking for.
Yeah, exactly.
So you can easily squeeze out five, especially the I think we play the South Division next year, right?
Yeah.
So if you go, you figure Atlanta and Charlotte.
I'm going to Pittsburgh.
And Pittsburgh,
yeah,
right.
Pittsburgh, yeah, tomorrow. Next year, I'm
going
to do
that's
Pittsburgh.
That's cheap
and,
to get
and
into Pittsburgh.
So I'm going to Pittsburgh and New England. Pittsburgh, right. New England, Atlanta so far right now. Pittsburgh, New England, Atlanta.
Right. If you fly out of Tampa or something, you can get that ticket price cheap. You know, it's cheaper to fly to the international.
Oh, well, I'm just going to book it. I'm book the flights. So my flights, I'm going to be smart this year. I'm just going to book all of them early in the season. It's early, so I'll get them cheap anyways.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. You can do that. Just book them early.
Mm-hmm.
This one's the only one I waited on. So I was trying to see whether or not I was going to have the whole weekend off. Turned out I ended up with the whole weekend off. So I ended up paying like an extra $200 on the plane ticket. Well, that was with United. That was with a big carrier.
Yeah, mine's United. I'm flying in to in Houston. I'm flying United there and back.
Right. Okay. You good? This a direct shot.
Yeah.
From okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I ain't got no layovers neither.
No.
I'm scared I might get stuck.
It's only like a two and a half hour flight.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
No sense having a layover.
Yeah. Nope. Nope. Now if I go out west, I'll for sure give me that 3 hour a layoff and then a layover and then I'll take the 3.5 hours. Final. I'm not flying no full 6.5 hours. No, sir.
Goddamn.
That was I had that layover in Chicago, and then it was 3.5 hours from there, so I was good.
By the way, one thing I learned
about that 1,000-foot drop, that plane.
No, that was in Frontier when we flew out to Buffalo 2 years ago. I would never do it again.
And by the way, one thing I learned, how to download Netflix on my phone, so I watched a couple of movies on my flights now.
No, you don't even have to do that no more, Shake. They let you connect to the Wi-Fi,
Wi-Fi
online.
Oh, yeah, but
they got Wi-Fi.
I
can do it.
Airline, so they don't give me Wi-Fi.
Oh, no, I can't do that.
Oh, okay. I'm going to say, because American is free, Delta and United is free.
Okay.
You could just plug into
Wait,
the
United
Wi-Fi
is free? They would ask me to pay. They charge me for it. I don't know what you mean.
Oh, well, I think if you got T-Mobile, it's free.
Oh, that's what it is.
Like with America, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you got T-Mobile, you could do it with American for free if you got T-Mobile. But that in-flight, direct flight, in order for me to make a phone call, I had to pay like $20 or something like that to use the internet unlimited and make Wi-Fi calls.
So, but anyway, listen, man, I'm going to wrap this up. Tony, I'm humbled that you make this appearance. Listen, I know Lewis couldn't make it. But he held you down last time anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, so he good.
He's the reason y'all lost.
So. I'm my brother's keeper.
Right.
He held me back.
Maybe, Lewis, man.
Maybe I'll come out with a victory
this time.
He held you back. Shout out to my boy Lewis, man. He already know all love
man.
Him.
Hey, let's do let him know where we can find you.
Well,
and
yeah, facts. When y'all watch this, make sure y'all please go subscribe to the Blitz Pickup. It's spelled just like the Blitz Pickup. Over on YouTube, we have our shows every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 7:30 ish. We like to say ish because they be on us for being 1 or 2 minutes late. So yeah, 7:30-ish.
Yeah, where's Bonjo at?
Yeah, where Bonjo at? You know, I know people are starting to like that Wednesday show. That's the show that we do the All-22 breakdowns. It's becoming real popular. So yeah, and then the Mondays we do the preview. I mean the review reaction to the game on Sundays and Fridays. Always we do the preview to the game coming up Sunday. So yeah, y'all can check us out right there on the Blitz Pickup and on X, the same thing, at the Blitz Pickup. Follow us on X as well.
Yeah, man. Cool. And like I said, the link to this channel will be in the description. So appreciate make sure that. You click onto that and subscribe to the Blitz Pickup. Crypto, I appreciate you. Better late than never. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I know, man.
Hey, and before I get out, shout out to my co-host too, man. my co-host Alex and Lewis. Y'all know him as the Rabbit Dolphin fan. Over there, my two co-hosts, and obviously appreciate you every time. Whenever you know, anytime you ask me take money, I'm here. You ain't even gotta ask more than once. You just say it, and I'm here. Crypto, man, I guess I gotta like you because of Shake Money, but I'll take it. Appreciate you, Shake. I see you Saturday though. So
yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? We might have to get some videos and take some pictures so y'all can put it on the TLTD channel when we come back.
All right.
With that being said, man.
The tailgate and everything, yep.
Pins up, we out this bitch.